It's episode 262, and we've got plugins for WordPress notifications, image zooming, gzip minification, REST API user interfaces, and two new plugins for dealing with stage sites. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Preparing now for my escape into the wilderness, coming to you from beautiful British Columbia, I'm John Overall.
And from beautiful Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
So I'm getting ready to escape for 3 days off into the wilderness of the west coast of British Columbia, or the Vancouver Island in particular.
And, how are you going to work on WordPress from there?
I'm not, man. Disconnected, everything. It's all gone. I'm going to an area that gets very little reception. So,
Wow. I envy you. Yeah. Very nice.
Supposed to be nice. Hopefully we'll have nice weather and not be raining.
Great.
At any rate, we got a usual great show for you today. Right off the top, don't forget you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And if you got a few minutes, we'd greatly appreciate your time over at Stitcher Radio, leaving us a little thumbs up button. Or if you're listening in the iTunes store, please stop in there and give us a review.
Yeah, those reviews help out a lot. And just the last few reviews that we've had actually propelled us into the top three in terms of WordPress podcasts, at least in the U.S. store. So please keep it up. Keep us in those rankings. That helps to bring other people towards the show. And believe it or not, we do see a huge spike, actually, when we're in the top three within that iTunes store in terms of new listeners and all of that. So believe it or not, your review helps to increase the audience and listenership of this show. So please do your part. Help us out. Leave a review.
That it does. And, of course, a little bit of self-promotion. Don't forget, we are WordPress professionals. And, of course, with WordPress running over 25% of the Internet now, it has become a massive target for hackers and crackers. And if you find yourself in such a jam as the white screen of death or suddenly a big screen that says you've been hacked, any sort of trouble along the way, well, feel free to pick up the phone, give me a call for any of your emergency WordPress support. You can call me at 818-850-7729. Or send an email to john at wppro.ca.
And, John, the Membership Coach program is now open and available, so please go to membershipcoach.com for all of the details. I will tell you that on – I'll tell the listeners here, at least, that on July 15th the prices are going to go up, and they're going to go up by about 60%. So you would be very smart to take advantage of the pre-launch specials right now while they're there. It's going to save you a lot of money in the long run. So if you're thinking about it, if you're thinking about joining and putting your own membership site together, or you do a lot of client work and perhaps that's something you'd like to specialize in, I would really, really recommend going to membershipcoach.com and signing up.
Yes, absolutely, folks. You want to get in there. It looks like to be a great site. If you're building membership sites, you can save yourself tons of time. So check it out. All right. Well, I would like to, at this point here, we'd like to thank our donors. And this week here, we got another one from Jez at Jez Web Party Limited, who made a donation of $50 on behalf of their recently completed site, the Club Motel Armdale, located at clubmotelarmdale.com.au. Link in the show notes. Check them out. Thanks a lot, Jez. We greatly appreciate your support for the show, and your money coming in is definitely helping to make improvements to the website and everything else.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. And to all of the donors of the show, $50 and less that we don't typically mention on the show, we'd like to thank you as well. And if you want more information in terms of sponsorship of the show or anything like that, you can find it all at WPPluginsA2Z.com.
Absolutely. Now, we do have a little bit of news this week. For those of you that don't know, WordPress 4.6 Beta 1 is out there and ready for testing. Have you checked it out yet, Marcus?
No, I've had too much going on. I haven't had a chance.
I'll read about it, but I have very little time to go test them. So at any rate, though, it looks like it's going to have quite a few new features and updates. They've got Shiny updates, which are going to replace the Progressive updates. They're putting native fonts in the admin, and they've got some editor improvements coming along. So check it out. It's ready for download if you're ready to test it. But remember, do not put it on a live site. You might not.
No. No. I am going to take a look at the new one tonight, actually, because tomorrow is the big WordPress Weekly interview with Matt Mullenweg. So I have to do a little bit of research to figure out where they're going with it, and then ask Matt, what the hell are you thinking? Why are you doing this? Why aren't you fixing the media library yet?
No kidding. The media library really needs some help and support.
Yeah.
Okay, and I've got another article in here for those of you who like to dig in deep into WordPress. This is from WPMU Dev, which really has a great resource for folks. I need to get them guys to help pay us, man. They're just getting all the promotion, no money. But at any rate, it's a great article that helps you understand one of the core features of WordPress, which is the database. It goes through and describes how the database is laid out, what the tables do, how to adjust and change it, how to get into your WP admin and make changes, all those sorts of things along the way. So check it out. It's a great article. Link is in the show notes.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, and we do have a little bit of listener feedback this week. We have a couple of questions coming from David.
All right.
And what we'll do is we'll just jump right into him and let him take it away with his first question. Off you go, David.
Hi, John and Marcus. I was wondering if you happen to have a plugin recommendation for a plugin that would replace one particular image that's found in multiple places throughout my website and replace it with another image. I have one featured image that's used in various pages and posts, and I want to, everywhere that appears, replace it with another one. My second question or comment, actually, is about a recommendation for a form plugin. I hear you guys often talk about Gravity Forms, and I've often been curious to try it, but it seems that the price of it is a little bit prohibitive for the kind of websites I make. But I did try out one time Caldera Forms, and the interface seemed to be really nice, and I was just curious your opinion on it as far as how it compares to other form plugins out there. So if you wouldn't mind giving that a review sometime, I'd be curious to know your thoughts. All right, thanks so much. Bye.
All right, David. Well, to answer your first question, it depends on what image you're replacing. If it's a single image and you just want to replace that image, a plugin I would suggest for that is called Enable Media Replace. There's a link in the show notes. And what it allows you to do is replace an image with a new image, and it uses the same file name, so you don't have to go through. And if the same file name is used throughout your entire site, the entire image will be replaced everywhere in the site. If you're thinking about multiple files, there's no simple way. You'd have to replace them one at a time. But using this plugin, you can replace an image with an image. And it works sweet. I've used it quite a few times.
If it were me, I would actually, see, I've not heard of that plugin, but I would use Search and Replace, which is something that you can actually put the file name of the, again, this is one of those instances where if it's the one image that you're going to replace another one with, you could search and replace and just change the string on it to go to a different image that you've uploaded. You could also go into FTP in the back end and just replace it within your media library storage, just straight from FTP, I guess, rename the new image to what the old image was. But then you've still got that same problem of one image being propagated across all your posts. So that's it. Caldera Forms, I have used it. It's not as vibrant as Gravity Forms, and certainly does not have all the integrations that Gravity Forms does and all the extensions and add-ons as well. So I would say I understand that it may not be the price point that everybody is looking for, but when you buy a developer's license, you can use it on multiple sites. So you have to kind of adjust the cost based on that multiple usage. So that's the suggestions I would have.
As far as me for Caldera Forms, never used it, but I think I'll stick it in the queue to be reviewed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice to look at.
Okay, and we've got one more question that David's speak pipe to us that was right after the first one. So we'll let him take it away with the second one here. Off we go, David.
Hi again, John and Marcus. This is actually my second recording for today, but I had a separate question. I am working on creating a new custom post type with a plugin that has some custom fields and taxonomies that I've created to go along with it as well. What I wanted to know how to do is how I can display a list of all these new custom post type entries along with certain metadata or fields or taxonomies that I've created to go along with these new custom post types. I didn't know if there was a way to create a page that displays them and for me to be able to lay out that display so that the title of the post, you know, displays in a certain font and other metadata displays, you know, next to it or underneath it in like a list type format. I didn't know what that's called. Is that called a template or is it called something else? And if so, is there a plugin that I can use to display that? So I'd appreciate any help you can give. Thanks so much. Bye.
All right. Well, thanks, David. To display your custom post types, you would probably be looking at creating a custom template for your theme. And as far as I know, there's no simple plugin to allow you to put it together. And you're probably looking at some coding, but that's the only real answer I've got there. How about you, Marcus?
I do not know of anything off the shelf that can do that, but it sounds like something relatively easy that you could get off of Elance or one of those types of things in terms of somebody making a plugin for you to do that custom template. I bet you could get it done for under $50.
There you go. All right. Well, remember, folks, this is where if you send us a speak pipe, we'll play it out. We'll answer your question. You get yourself some free advice, and we'll even do and dig some research for you if we can. So.
Yeah, definitely. So we
fill out the SpeakPipe for us.
Yeah, we do thank David for checking out that feature, and hopefully we've pointed you at least in the right direction.
Okay, well, that takes care of all of that. What say we dive into the meat and potatoes time, eh?
All right, sounds good.
All right, off we go. Okay, the first plugin I've got here is called Better Notifications for WordPress. This plugin here is one to help you get a grip on the notifications that are sent out for your site comments. And one of the biggest problems I seem to face is that they never seem to arrive in my email box. I don't know what happens to them. And when they do arrive, I often forget which site they come from because they come with that simple, bland header. And this plugin allows you to get in there and customize the forms that are being sent out as well as who they go to. So you can have them sent to specific email addresses for specific purposes. It does seem to work pretty well. I've tested it out, and it's been nice with the sites that I've needed to get the notifications for comments on sent to me. It works pretty well, and I gave it a 4 Dragon rating, so check it out. Better Notifications for WordPress.
Wow, very cool. I definitely need something like that. So the first one I've got today, John, is called the WP REST API Controller. It is by Yikes Inc. and my buddy Evan Herman. I've talked to Evan a couple times. He's a great coder. I've interviewed him on the Industry Night show that I used to do over at WP Tavern as well. This is a great plugin to help you connect the dots in terms of the REST API, and that's something that I jokingly refer to as flying cars a lot. It's something that we've all heard about for a couple years now, but we just don't exactly know how it works. Well, what this allows you to do is toggle the visibility and customization of all the endpoints that come off of the API for post types and all of that kind of stuff. It lets you tweak the visibility, customize the names of the metadata, all of that stuff. It's very confusing, I know, but if you install the WP REST API version 2 or later, you can piggyback this extension onto the back end, and it allows you to do a lot more in a visual sense with the REST API than you may typically get just with the plugin. It's important to look at all of these kind of extensions to the REST API, and eventually two or three extensions will give you sort of a mind map as to how the REST API works, and then you can move forward from there. So I recommend this for anybody who's interested in using or learning the REST API, and I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. REST API is loads of fun, I understand. I haven't dug into it yet.
It is, actually. I've done a couple of integrations with third-party stuff that seemed a little too easy. So it does do a good job. It just is so confusing when you first start out to try and understand what it was. It's like custom post types, right? You didn't really understand what they did, and then when you figured it out, you're like, oh, my God.
That's pretty much it.
This is everything. Yeah. So WP REST API Controller, rated at a 4 out of 5.
Okay, well, the second plugin I've got here today is a premium plugin, and it's called Hummingbird, and it comes from WPMU Dev. And, of course, since I have a membership there, I get all their wonderful plugins for testing. And it's kind of a newer one, and what it's to help you do is to speed up your site. And we know that fast-loading sites are very important, and there's lots of things you can do. And this plugin actually works well with Comet Cache, which is what I've been using on websites. And what it does for you is it makes it easy for you to add the code to your htaccess file to allow for the implementation of gzip and minification without having to figure out where the htaccess file is, FTP it down, add the code, FTP it up, and all of that jazz. You just go through, load the plugin up, go choose the things you want for it, make the settings, and it's done that quickly. And you can actually increase your site load from anywhere from 1 to 4 seconds, depending on what it was doing before. It works very well. I've used it across a couple of different hosting providers so far. And check it out. It's a good plugin called Hummingbird from WPMU Dev, and I gave it a rating of 4 dragons.
Beautiful. I love the stuff they're putting together over
there.
They're
doing a great job. This is a new one from a moment. Mm-hmm. The last couple of months, because I just noticed it the other day when I was in there.
Yeah. Well, I am going to talk about a pretty cool plugin that I found. It's called WP Image Zoomify. It is by Sultan Nasir Uddin, and it is a very easy kind of a gallery-style lightbox plugin that pops an image into that lightbox, and then you have the ability to zoom in and out of any image on the site. Now, here's how you use it. It's not with a short code or anything like that. You're just adding a rel attribute, and so you're going to put rel equals zoomify, and then it makes any picture that you do in that lightbox situation zoomable. So you can put big, huge images in there and then have actually somebody zoom in to real size. Really cool plugin. I like it a lot. It's called WP Image Zoomify, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Cool. I'll have to check that out. That's a nice play mm-hmm. with your images. You can use it in multiple ways, I'm sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. The final plugin we've got here for you, or I've got here for you today, was sent in to us by Mark Benzakin, and it's called WP Site Sync. Now, this is a pretty useful plugin. A lot of people do work on their dev site and then want to export it off their live site. And what this one does for you is allows you to export posts or pages at this moment in time. It's just come out of beta, and they've just released it. So they're still developing it, and they're going to be adding additional features to it. But at the moment, I tested out the post and page export function between two sites. You have to remember when you set the plugin up, you set it up on both your sites, and then the site you're going to do the work on and then export to the new site, you connect it to the new site, go make your post changes, your updates, and then you click a button that says export to your live site, and it exports it out. Even if you go in there and make another change to the stuff on the dev site, you can then re-export it, and it'll re-update it on the live site for you. It's a really nice way to do stuff on your dev site and send it to your live site. And so far, it's looking pretty good. I'm looking forward to when they've got custom post types and other things that you can export out of it. So I'll be watching this one for a while because I've got a couple of clients that do work on their dev site, and we need to export it to the live site. So check it out. I gave it a 4-dragon rating. It's called WP Site Sync.
Hmm. Interesting, because the next plugin I have is actually something you may be able to use for that. It's often difficult, and I can tell you this just by working on the membership coach site lately. There were a lot of different instances where I had live sites and production sites or stage sites, and it was often difficult to tell which one I was looking at, especially, you know, just in between versions and things. So I found this new plugin very cool. It's by a guy named Joseph Fusco, and it is called WP Breathe, And what it does is that every time you've got a stage sight, you can enact WP Breathe. And what it does is it changes the colors of the sight that you're looking at just subtly. So it looks like the sight is breathing. It goes from like a gray to a light white color. It just kind of in the repetitive pattern as you would be breathing or lungs or any of those things. And that's really nice because it lets you know with just a 1 second glance what you're looking at, whether it be production or an actual live sight. So it's cool. It's called WP Breathe, one of those real simple, subtle little things that helps you out. And I gave it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. I actually saw that one. I just didn't check it out.
Saved you the trouble.
Yeah, kind of interesting. So, yeah, that can be very useful to make sure you're working on the right site.
Yeah, plus it's fun. It's fun to look at, and, you know, it's one of those nice little ideas that somebody's come up with in terms of visually being able to see it without being too obtrusive. Really cool plugin, really well thought out.
Okay, well, that covers up our plugins for this week. I, myself, covered up Better Notifications for WordPress, which I gave a 4 to, Hummingbird, which I gave a 4 to, and WP Site Sync, which I gave a 4 to.
And I talked about the WP REST API controller, gave that a 4 out of 5, WP Image Zoomify, 4 out of 5, and WP Breathe is a 5 out of 5.
All right, and a little bit of promotions, not quite self-promotions, but promotions for my beautiful wife, Sky. She's started writing again, putting her short stories up on her website at runnersky.ca, along with, if you're interested in Tough Mudder, she's decided to take on Tough Mudder training and run another Tough Mudder race. So you can follow all that information there. Check it out at runnersky.ca, RUNNERSKYE.ca.
Excellent. And again, membershipcoach.com is where you go to sign up to the program. You can also sign up to our email list and get a bunch of newsletter stuff and check out the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. So membershipcoach.com.
We greatly appreciate you also stopping in at our iTunes store and leaving us a review for the WP Plugins A to Z show. And if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner.
Absolutely. And how can they contact us, John?
You can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, which is slowly getting a great redesign. And you can also send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
You can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, at membershipcoach.com, rather. A little too quick on the trigger there. On Twitter, at marcuscouch. And remember to follow the show on Twitter at wppluginsA to Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.
Heheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheh